The Gemara has a machlokes of Yehuda and Rav Nachman. The person says he won't eat today if he eats tomorrow. I'm sorry, it's asleep. He won't sleep today if he sleeps tomorrow. So Rav Nachman said, we let him eat today. Okay, therefore he won't eat tomorrow. Mashenkein, Rav Yehuda says, we don't trust him to keep his night. Therefore we tell him, do not eat today. Again, this is a rabbinic issur that we don't trust him. Not that the Torah doesn't trust him. The Torah doesn't talk about this. But rabbinic issur, as Rabbanan said, we don't trust him, and therefore he shouldn't eat today. So we're trying to bring a raya. In fact, the Gemara is going to try to bring a few rayas, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Zok to Gemara, we're going to start from Tanan. That's where we got to last time. Tanan is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines in the bottom of Tezeth Vav Amud Aleph.
This says we start from Yedalit.
Right, because that was the week before. Remember, we did the Chazar already on it. We started that. There was no test 1 week. It must have been hard to exist without a test, but there was no test for 1 week. Right before Rosh, we had 2 days before Rosh Hashanah. Tanan, Shatnanis Li'ala Pesach, Yimtelchi L'Beis Avich Arachag. He bans his wife from having pleasure to Pesach if she goes to Sukkot. That means, if she goes to Sukkot retroactively, her pleasure will be forbidden, whatever she had before Pesach. It's exactly seems like an exact replica of the case of don't eat today if you eat tomorrow, because the Isser expires before the Tanai expires. Hocha lefnei Pesach, asura banos ala Pesach. Simple. She went before Pesach. She's asur and hanah to Pesach. But only hocha lefnei Pesach asura, like hocha lai. The ziyak is there. That if she didn't go before Pesach, she's allowed to have, if she had pleasure, it's fine. We don't ban her from pleasure. If not, the Brisa should have, the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah later on, should have said, do not have pleasure till Pesach, because we don't trust you. It doesn't say that. The Mishnah means she only gets Malkus if she went before Pesach. But she's not allowed to have pleasure till Pesach anyway. But if she has pleasure, she won't get Malkus because she can still keep the tie. Masha'inkan, if she had pleasure before Pesach, then she'll get Malkus. If she goes before Pesach, she'll have Malkus right away for having pleasure. Let me explain. If she violates the Isser, she gets Malkus. She violates our Isser, rabbinic, of not trusting the person to keep the tie. That's violating a rabbinic Isser, but it won't give the person Malkus. Don't think about it in the Sefer. Achara Pesach, by Yachol Devarai. Says after Pesach she goes, retroactively she will be over by Yahu Dvarai. But he's in the Yisani Livra Pesach, if she never had pleasure because she kept the Isidra Baran, Miyaka by Yahu, Elipshi to the Yisani. By the fact that the Mishnah says if she goes after Pesach, she's over by Yahu retroactively, Mashma, that it, she had pleasure, because if not, she wouldn't be over by Yahu retroactively. And we're assuming that she kept whatever she was supposed to keep, which is even the rabbinic Isser. And for the Gemara, Alma Misani, Tufta Rabbi Yehuda, the Shverin Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara, Kikani the Yisani, doesn't say she's allowed to have pleasure before Pesach. She said, if she had pleasure, and then she went afterwards, retroactively, she'll be over by Yahu Dvarai.
Isn't that the same answer? The first
comment? No, the first answer talked about the word Asura. Now we're talking about the fact that we're saying Bal Yacho, which means we're assuming that she had pleasure. If we're from Yehuda, how can we assume that? The Gemara's answer is, she did, that's all. Don't think about right there. How is that? Kikitani, the Yisani, how is that? Yacho Dvar. Tanan. Shatnanus li'arachag, imtelchi l'beis avicha ala Pesach. You won't have pleasure till Sukkot if you go before Pesach. So that is different than any case we had so far. Because the Yisra is from now to Sukkot, the Tanai is only to Pesach. So Chokhel of Pesach Asura Banasar Achag, Umateres Leiloch Achara Pesach. Mashma, that we don't ban her from pleasure right now. If she went, she's Asura in pleasure. Mashma, that she's allowed to go. Meaning, I'm sorry, it says, if she went before Pesach, then she's Asura Banasar Achag. It doesn't say she shouldn't have Anah till Pesach. It doesn't say that. It's Mashma, is she takes the chance. She can go before Pesach, and then she'll be Asher Ba'anah. The Mutaris Le'elchach, Be'elch Asura, Le'elch Aloy. Amar Rava, Hu'adin David, Le'elch Asura. Similar answer to before. really she's usher rabbinically now. It's the same thing. Meaning, if she didn't go, there's a rabbinic yisur. She went, it's a biblical yisur. So when it says, asura bahana, it means biblically asur bahana. But in Okinami, rabbinically, that's the same thing, yeah. Get malchus. Whereas rabbinically, she shouldn't do it anyway. But we're not giving malchus for that. The Mishnah means the malchus case. So this is a replica case of Rabbi Yehuda, the case. I'm usher to eat the bread today if I go tomorrow, which is exactly, I won't sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. That's exactly exact case, just different things that he can't do, that's all. And the Baisa said, in the Mishnah, I think this is a Mishnah, Baisa. She should not go the next day. She ate. So the Gemara is assuming that the only Chiddush here, why would the Mishnah tell me this? Why would the Braita tell me this? What's the Chiddush? Must be that the Braita is saying she can eat, and we trust her. If not, there's no Chiddush. And for the Gemara, Miktani, does it say, Oichu? Achu Ktani. It doesn't say she could eat. It says if she did eat. Enochinami. It's just saying that you could have a tanai that you have to keep. That's all the Brice is saying. I mean, it doesn't seem to be a big chiddush here. Doesn't seem to be such a big chiddush, but that's what the Gemara says. And for the Gemara writer. But it says, Halach, Harizeb Bal Yahu Dvarai, Mahalach Lai. It says, Halach, the writer says, if he went, Harizeb Bal Yahu Dvarai. It is over Bal Yahu Dvarai, right? So this, one second, it's throwing me off. Halach, Harababachu Biyar Dvarai. Right. So this has no chiddush. Obviously, she's going to be over by Yahu if she went. Must be that it's only telling me that if she went, she's by Yahu, but she shouldn't go because she already ate. That's what the Gemara seems to understand. That the Diyak is, if she went, she's over by Yahu, which means she shouldn't go. Why shouldn't she go? Must be she ate. Because if she didn't eat it, she can go. And for the Gemara, what? Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, who are then the listening Mahalo? The truth is, he could have said she can go, but we'll assume she kept the Rabbanon. We can't say she's allowed to eat, so I'll totally say for Halach. But ain't no Chinami. We're assuming that she kept the Rabbanon and she could go. Ain't no Chinami. Kainam, Amir Lisha, Kainam Shani Misham Sheikh, Harizeb Bal Yahu Tavarai. Person says to a woman, I ban you from having Tashmish, right? Again, we're assuming that the case is he banned his body from giving her the pleasure of Tashmish, but he banned his body from giving her the pleasure, not giving himself the pleasure. That's the Gemara's answer. We're talking about he banned her from the pleasure of his body. Now, the problem with that is, in fact, the Gemara of Meshubit law, he has a Shibud, and the rule is that Chazal, this is a big thing, this is a big problem, I did not mention it when I taught it, so I didn't want to muddle the waters, but the Gemara says that a neder breaks a shibud. Gemara elsewhere says that one of the three things that break a shibud is chametz and shichrur. If a guy made his eved shubit to somebody and then he freed him, breaks the shibud. Chametz on Pesach, guy made his chametz shubit to somebody, chametz comes along and says goodbye to the shibud, and neder. The guy makes a neder, it breaks the shibud. So the Rishonim have a problem here. The Gemara makes it sound that the Shibud is stronger than the Neder. Elsewhere, the Gemara says that the Neder breaks the Shibud. So the Gemara could have answered, Neder breaks the Shibud. So the Rishonim answer that the Gemara says in Subas that there's certain Shibudim that are so strong that those Shibudim, Chazal made him stronger than a Neder. One of them is a man's obligation to his wife. That's what it's talking about in Subas. That the Gemara says that even though normally a Neder breaks a Shibud, But a Sheba to a wife, Chazal gave it a strength that it doesn't let Neder break it. How can they do that? Because the Rabbanon have a Kayach, Duran speaks out, Lakers of them in Atayra. They can say, listen, we think this should change, and sometimes they're allowed to do it and change it. Within limitations, but they can change it. So we hear Shibud breaks the Neder. So our question is, why does it work? It's Meshubud. It overrides the Neder. He's Mechuyiv to give her time. And that mitzvah to give her time, that obligation, forget mitzvah, that obligation to give her time should override the Shibud.
Where is that concept from?
In blood, that Shibud can break a Neder? That's brought in multiple times. The Gemara asked this question directly in Ksubas Nun Tesimid Beis. But the Gemara there talks about a man's obligation to feed his wife, and he made a Neder, and then the Gemara says, but Neder breaks the Shibud. So the Gemara, Amur Rabbanon the Shibud, they made that Neder, it's talking about their Adrab, the other way. The woman made the Neder that her husband can't have Hanah from her earnings. So the Gemara says, his shibud breaks the netter. It's a strong shibud. So that's what the Rishonim say. Just like his shibud breaks the netter, his shibud to her also breaks the netter. That's the Gemara in the New Testament basing subas. It mentions it multiple times. I'm not going to start showing off where it does. But that's what.
What?
The Gemara asked from the Gemara that said netter breaks shibud. That is brought multiple times.
The
Neder breaks Shibud, yes. Right. And that's the Rav's Kasha. How could Rabbanon strengthen the Shibud over Neder if the Torah said the Neder breaks the Shibud? So the Rav answers, Amur Rabbanon the Shibud, that's where the Gemara B'Seir speaks out that some Shibudim break the Neder. And the Gemara is saying here that this Shibud is included in that list of Shibudim that break the Neder. So the Gemara, and for the Gemara, he doesn't go head to head with the Shibud. He circumvents the Shibud. Just like the person that bans the Sukkah from himself, it can't sit in the Sukkah even though there's a mitzvah. Because he didn't go directly anti-mitzvah like a shvuah would do. A person that swears he won't sit in the sukkah is going directly versus the mitzvah. Hashem said sit in the sukkah, and now you're going directly against it. Whereas by neder, you're not going against the shiva, just impossible to keep your mitzvah because you can't use the item. It's a different kind of mechanism. So the same thing here. He banned himself from the pleasure. She is a victim of his neder. He's not directly challenging the shiva.
Why did Rebbe bring up this Shiva thing? Meaning,
I was just being I didn't do it in the middle of the week. I didn't want to get people off the subject. But now it's Chazara time, and it's Sunday, and I'm relaxed, and it's after Yom Kippur, so I brought it.
No, but I'm trying to say that you could have asked it's a Daraisa, and just you can't go against the Daraisa.
Why not? Now there's Nafkia Shiva. The Daraisa is your obligation, right? And now you made a Neder that said she can't have pleasure.
No, but
it's not directly.
No, but that's the answer to the worst question. It's a Devar, Master Mashkas Matera, that type of thing.
No, there's no Master Mashkas Matera in Tanai.
What does that mean?
Again, can a person say that sitting in the Sukkah is banned for me? Does it work? No, it works. There's no Masna Masha Klasimatari is not a thing that you can never. It's saying when you make a condition, it can't include something that's against the Torah.
This is not.
You're banning the item from you the whole year. You can't sit in the sukkah. It happens to be there's consequences to that.
I still struggle with the fact that I'm banning myself from the pleasure. You're circumventing. You're basically not permitting. Why is that different from not paying your loan again?
Not paying your loan is direct. First of all, Neder would be mafkia, that shibud. I don't know what we would do. And a guy makes a Neder, that, I don't know how you make a Neder. You usually make a shvuah not to pay. My property is banned from you, and he has a loan. So what happens? Neder is mafkia the shibud. I don't know what would happen.
Property,
I don't know. Well, I don't know that halacha. I would have to research it, but that's not the point. And now, Frank the Gemara, the Amar of Kana, Tashmishi Alecha, Kleipanaita, Misham Shasai, the Mishabbat play. Thus, Tashmishi Chalai, Usher, Shem Achim Marlag, Lover Usher, I can't have pleasure. Not you, it's me. Can't have pleasure. It affects you, but it's not directly against you. Over here, we spoke out, I said there's a mitzvah involved, and mitzvah's lavla, and isn't it new? Mitzvahs are not given for pleasure, so that's not called pleasure. The answer is, the Ran, famous Ran, that is quoted throughout Chas, that the Ran says, mitzvah v'lahen es nitnu, it's only when there's no physical pleasure that accompanies the mitzvah. Like Kir Shifer, which is usually not a pleasure. But any pleasure, physical pleasure, that accompanies the mitzvah, we don't say mitzvah v'lahen es
nitnu.
Not pleasure. But pleasure is given, you can't even use it.
That's what I'm saying. We're not allowed to use it.
So what are you trying to say?
I'm saying that...
There's no physical... Again, mitzvah lav lahenis means not that you can't have pleasure from a mitzvah. That's not what it means. Mitzvah lav lahenis means when a person bans himself in pleasure and he did the mitzvah, the mashal, guy said he bans Hanoah from Ruvay and Ruvay blows the shayfer for him. Is that permissible? He's having Hanoah. He kept the mitzvah shayfer. He's excited.
It's okay, was that Shaver doesn't do anything by himself.
He banned this guy from giving me pleasure. And the guy blows Shaver for him.
He gave me a hanof in Shemaim, in other words.
He gave me a hanof keeping a mitzvah. Last night, people were jumping around. They kept the mitzvah, fasting Yom Kippur, and doing that vaynas hayayim. It was a beautiful pleasure. You were relieved. There are people dancing in the shul, Shalom Abab Yishalayim, right?
Like a part of the vaynas that we were.
That's not a physical pleasure. It's a great pleasure. It's worth more than any physical pleasure. But that's not the point.
There is Shabbos you have to have pleasure from, right?
Yeah. We're not, there is Shabbos is a drabbanon. It's not a deraisa. It's a different Kabbalah. It's a different thing completely.
You're not having pleasure from mitzvah, then.
Lav lahanis mitzvah does not mean you're not allowed pleasure from mitzvah. Adarabba. Enjoy every mitzvah you do. It's saying in the scheme of what's usher b'hana, having done a mitzvah is not called a pleasure. Why? So Rashi and Rosh Hashanah explains. Because mitzvahs are a burden. The pleasure we have is we did our burden. We don't enjoy mitzvah. We're enjoying it because the Rebbeinu Shem put a burden on us. And we kept it. So we feel excited that we kept the Rebbeinu Shem's mitzvah. Mitzvah is the oil nitnu, Dr. Rashi. You don't have a choice. It's not like you do it because you like to do it. You might like to do it, but that's not the point. You're doing it because Rebbeinu Shem said to do it. Whereas if you eat a steak and you enjoy steak, it's not because Rebbeinu Shem told you to enjoy steak. It's your body enjoys steak.
Once you mechayim it, you can't do it again.
You do shayfer 50 times, you only need to do it once. Right. Depends if you have physical pleasure. I don't have pleasure from listening to shayfer. I'm not such a music guy.
If I make kiddush on Shabbos for multiple people, I'm drinking wine from it. Then I'm allowed to do, right?
If you have an asher b'hanah from wine, no. You can't make kiddush for yourself either. Because you enjoy the wine.
Right, so can I do it multiple times? I know I can, but why can I do it?
Okay. Wait. Regular, there's no ban of enjoying a mitzvah. It's just saying. So that's the arvus that I can do mitzvahs for other people. Nothing to do with this. Look, the Mishnah writer, Shua Shani Yashin Shani Madaber, Shani Mahaloch Asr. Just contrasting, by Shua, you don't need a Dabar Shiesh by Mamish because you are Mamish. You have an you exist. Karbala, even though I just saw from Dessler, he says we don't really exist. It's an existence in our mind that we exist, but the only real existence is the Rebbeinu Shloim. Okay, well, Dessler. Guy says a carbon, what I don't eat. Ha carbon, which is the Lashon of Chaye carbon. Lay carbon, lay echolach, mutter, and the Gemara is going to talk about that. So the Gemara by Tamali Masis and Remeir. It's going like Remeir, because the Mishnah says, carbon layaychalach. The Rabbi Yehuda layshana laycarbon layshana layhakarbon. The Mishnah has to go like a mayor because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say k carbon anyway. Without k carbon, it means chayy carbon. Right? And the Mishnah seems to say that's only because he said carbon lo yagolach. But if he would say carbon shaykolach, it would be aser. Ema sefer, le carbon lo yagolach mutter, but not le carbon lo yagolach rabbi aser. We have Rababa Nasa, claimer le carbon gehe le fiyas lo yagolach. This is the Rababa we've quoted multiple times. And for the Gemara lo yagash hadama, le carbon hadama, lo yagolach carbon, la carbon, le habi carbon kamar. It means it's not a carbon. Shuk the Mishnah baite shvush lo yagolach, hashvush yagolach, lo yagolach, lo yagolach. Mutter. Asar, I'm sorry, it's all Asar. Mechlau, the Hashvu Shaykhullah, the Loyachul the Mashma. Hashvu Shaykhullah, isn't he saying that he will eat? Why should it be Asar? Urminu, Shuash Time Shinarba, Shaykhu Shloyachu, Shachalti Shloyachalti. Midakamar, since it says, Shaykhu Shloyachu, Shachalti Shloyachalti, Mechlau the Shaykhullah, the Chul the Mashma. Right? One's the Hara, one's the Hatev. The Hara is to profane, to hurt oneself, and Lahaka means to do good. Now, it's not good to do yaychol, it means good to eat. So we see it means to eat. So the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Shaychu Shtei L'Shaynes Mashma. It's all in context. Or as Dr. Schwab would say, not in context, but in tone, whatever way you want to use, whatever word you want to use. Hayim Asarim Bait Lecho V'am Achil V'Achilna. You think I'm going to eat? I'm sorry. Achil V'Achilna means I will eat. V'su Shua Shaychu. Then the Achilna Mashma. We say Shua is backing up what he was trying to do. If he says, I'm not eating, I'm not eating, then he says, I will eat. It doesn't mean I will eat. He's trying to say, you think I'm going to eat? That's what we say. Now, the Gemara, there's a gear said the Gemara, that even if he says, Achelna, that would also, the tone would decide that he means not to eat. Rashi Amar, Shaycho the Shua, Shi Aycho Kamar. The Mishnah means Shi Aycho. And Ken Shita, he said Shi Aycho, he won't eat. Malamemra, Madatema, Makin Mishnah, Mhu. The Iskale, just couldn't say it clearly. We hear Shaycho, even though he said Shi Aycho. Mash Malan, that we hear Shi Aycho. Vaila Amar Tam Kurvashi, Amar Kamar Shi Aycho. He's changing the Mishnah from Shaycho to Shi Aycho. He holds that you can't say this by Eichel, because then the Mishnah should have spoken that by Loi Eichel also. Because tone makes a difference, or context makes a difference in Shaloi Eichel as well. Can I just finish a few lines? I'm not eating, I'm not eating. Again, he said, you think I won't eat? You think I won't eat? And then he swears, no matter what he swears, he means he won't eat. And he will eat, because he's saying, you think I won't eat? You think I won't eat? Yes.
Why can't you say that he will eat?
Because he said, you think I won't eat? You think I won't eat?
Really, they don't argue about the
right. Right. Abaye would agree to Ravashi if a guy says, she yaycho. He means, it could be Abaye does argue with Ravashi. Could be near Shi Aycho, he doesn't say you stuttered. Could be.
I
shouldn't have said it definitively. It could be he doesn't argue. He's saying, I don't want to learn the Mishnah that way because that's not what the Mishnah says. He's not saying I'm not learning it that way because I disagree. Hello? No, you can say Kaddish afterwards, even if you start Shemay Nesra with a minion. But start Chazar Hashatz with a minion. You adjust what you say to Kaddish after volunteer and correct. Not the other ones, no.
If you would say E, if you know for sure he said E, or you know, for sure means not.
Again. Rav Ashi saying the chiddush of the Mishnah is that he means she, not that he's stuttering. Abaye can agree that she means not. There's no reason to make a machlokes here. They're only arguing what they want the Mishnah to say. That's all. Everybody should have a wonderful Yom Tov v'Chag Sameach, and Merit Hashem, it shouldn't rain on Wednesday night, and we'll be...